Well, Diane, when we talk about real estate, what we just discussed was a rental property, residential rental condo. But there's so many different items within the category umbrella of real estate. Let's kind of go through a list just so our listener understands the broad depth of that field. You can have single family housing. You can have multifamily housing. So that's residential property. You can have commercial office building. You can have a warehouse. You can have industrial property, strip malls. You can have raw land. And in fact, Diane, how can raw land be an asset?
Great point. Remember, an asset needs to put money in your pocket. So initially, buying a piece of raw land might actually be a liability. And it can be a wonderful asset with great appreciation. In fact, people get excited about that when they know that the development of a town is moving in a specific direction. They go out and buy the land ahead of it. Got a story about that. A person that I knew, this was actually up in Reno, Nevada, and we knew that the freeway was coming through an area and there was going to be an interchange coming to a section of land. And we're going to call this person Joe.
Sounds like an opportunity to me.
Absolutely. Joe knew exactly when that interchange was coming, and he knew what was going to happen. People were going to want commercial space near an exit from the freeway. So he picked up an acre of land. Now, here's some details that you don't need to write down, but there's 43,560 square feet in an acre. Typically, when you buy raw land, you'll buy it by the acre. So he bought an acre of land at $175,000. That seems like a lot of money, but he knew what was going to happen. He knew that this ultimately would sell then by the square foot for a commercial property. In this case, in this area, he anticipated between $10 and $15 per square foot. So he was looking at, for his $175,000 investment, $500,000 to $1 million sale in 3 years. So doesn't that sound like a great deal?
It certainly does, but that truly is appreciation, correct?
That's absolute appreciation. And let me tell you what happened to Joe. He went bankrupt.
What? How did that happen?
Exactly. It seems crazy because, by the way, it did sell in 3 years for $575,000.
Well, now you really have me confused.
Right. He paid $175,000, but he didn't have any money. So he went to the bank and he got a high-risk loan. He paid a lot of interest with just a little down. And what he hadn't calculated was how was he going to make those payments. And 6 months before the interchange was completed, he had no more money. He lost his house, he lost everything he owned, and went bankrupt and lost that land. Now, the guy who bought it at the foreclosure sale bought it for the $175,000 that the bank had as a note on it and turned around and sold it for $575,000 6 months later. Joe had a great idea, but it wasn't a secure investment for him.
Because he didn't understand cash flow and his need to have the income to pay the debt.
Correct.